Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that I had gifted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a zebra, a live, living zebra. فَرَدَّهُ عَلَيَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. He returned it, he didn't accept that gift of mine. So yesterday we explained that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that he generally, his habit was, he would accept gifts. But on this occasion, as the rest of the hadith will explain it, فَلَمَّا رَآ فِي وَجْهِ, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person who had gifted the zebra, is saying that now, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw on my face that I was a little bit disappointed, I was a little bit sad that he had refused the zebra that I brought to him. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained, إِنَّا لَمْ نَرُدَّهُ عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا لِأَنَّ حُرْمٌ. Then he gave an explanation. He said, the reason that I have refused taking this gift from you is because I'm in ihram. So now we explain, in when a person is in ihram, then he can't hunt. And at the same time, he can't hunt, so he can't accept a live animal. That's a hunting animal that you normally hunt, like a springbok, a buck, a kudu, a zebra, etc., what people would normally hunt. So he can't accept it as a gift, nor can he hunt it. So therefore, this was a live animal, but this person didn't know the masala. So he was a little bit disappointed, thinking that maybe something is not right. So the moment Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam perceived from his face that he is not too happy, so then he explained why he did it. So this also akhlaq, a person explains himself. Very often it happens that there are misunderstandings between people, between husband and wife, between employer and employee, between friends, just because there's a lack of communication. People don't understand, and then they take the thing and it plays on their mind, and then something small gets magnified and becomes so big when there wasn't really a problem. All a person needed to do in the instance was just explain himself. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching a very important thing, that sometimes you have to explain yourself, so the person that is on the other side, now he feels at ease, he feels comfortable, he doesn't entertain any false ideas, any wrong ideas. The other maslahs we did from this one hadith is that until and unless a person doesn't take the gift, he doesn't take possession of it, that transfer of ownership of the gift doesn't take place. So sometimes we might have something, I gave an example of a chocolate yesterday, we intend to give it to one person, but we haven't yet given it to him. Now another person comes along and we say, that I feel I want to give it to this person. There's no problem. The ownership hasn't transferred until the first person has taken it. Now, he hasn't taken it. I use the example of Ismail, but he hasn't taken it. So now I can take it and give it to Naeem. So this depends. If that gift is already given, then the ownership has taken place. If it is not given, just by your mere niyat you making or putting it one side, doesn't mean it already has become that person's. So yeah, Nabi alayhi salatu was refused it, so it didn't come in his ownership at all. So whilst he was in ihram, he didn't take possession of it just by refusing it. Another masala we explained was that when a person is in ihram, although this is not very common, but it's something nice to know, then a person can accept the gift. So if this was a zebra that had been slaughtered by the person who was not in ihram, and he just brought the meat and he gave the meat, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam could have taken the meat. Person in ihram can accept that, because now he's not accepting a live animal. Or it is two other situations where a person can't accept. One is, he's in ihram and he's showing somebody who's out of ihram, hey, there's a deer hiding behind the tree, there's a deer, there's a buck. So that person now goes and catches it, and now he kills it and he gives him, or he gives it to him live, whatever it is, he can't accept it. Why? Because he showed the person, he made ishara and he indicated to the person who's out of ihram. And one more masala I mentioned is where a person, a person out of ihram on his own, he goes and he hunts an animal and he gives it, this person can accept it. And a third situation is where a person hunted an animal, but in his mind, in the back of his mind, he had niyat for the person who's already in ihram. So now according to Hanafiya, we can accept that gift, there's no problem, just because that person had niyat for us and we in ihram, we can still accept it. The other mazahib say, no, that the person can't accept it. Why? Because the person who was hunting at that time made niyat for the person who's in ihram. So these are some of the masail around hunting. The general rule is a person is not allowed to hunt while in ihram. Today's hadith, an Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu qala lam yakun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fahishan wala mutafahishan wa kana yaqulu inna min khiyarikum ahsanukum akhlaqa, muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma says, qala lam yakun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not fahish. Fahish means he was not a vulgar person. Tab'i tor, but every second word is like a slang word. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not like this. So if a person has got this habit, he should think to himself that my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not like this. Why should I do this? Every time I'm talking, I need to use some vulgar word. I need to impress the people around me. So to try and impress them now, I start using swear words. I start using vulgar words. I use words that generally are not used by the pious people. So why should I use these words? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was never like this. Wala mutafahishan. Mutafahishan means that person who's naturally not like that, where he's just vulgar, but he's obscene in the sense that he puts up a front. Sometimes when a person is going, especially young people, that when we're moving with our friends, now because the friends are all talking like that, now we feel that to keep up with that type of circle and to impress them also, now we need to use that type of language. So naturally a person is not like that, but just to keep up with the Jones and just to keep up with the friends around him and the pressure around him, now he starts talking like that, he starts acting like that, he starts using those same slang words, everything. Why? So the people around him now feels that, hey, this person is on par with us. So this person actually is lacking self-confidence. Because of the fact that he is lacking self-confidence, now what he wants to try and make up by using that same kind of language like how the other people around him are using. So remember, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not like this. Mutafahish means a person who acts and he brings upon himself that type of vulgar and obscene language so that he can try and impress people. This was not from the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Rather, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would say, "Inna min khiyarikum ahsanukum akhlaqa." The best of you are the best in character. So if you want to be the best, everyone wants the best car, the best house, everyone wants the best office, everyone likes everything the best. I must have the best jacket, I must have the best kurta, I must have the best topi. If it was possible and I had the means, I would like the best. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, who is the best person? Best person is that person with the best akhlaq. And the easiest way to have the best akhlaq, our ulama explained to us, our seniors tell us, is just don't cause any difficulty to anybody. Whether it's psychological difficulty, whether it's physical difficulty, any type of difficulty, whether it's our parents, whether it's our partners, whether it's our friends, whether it's our associates, whether it's just the neighbors in the area, whoever it may be, just don't cause any difficulty. This is the easiest way of bringing about good akhlaq, good character. Just keep asking ourselves, have I caused or am I causing anybody difficulty by what I'm doing, by what I'm saying, by the way I'm acting, or by the even that psychological inconvenience. One example quickly to terminate. Like sometimes a boy wants to go out late at night with his friends. So now he doesn't realize that the father, the mother, that even though he's not telling them, he's not harming them by his speech, he's not harming them by his hands physically, but that psychological discomfort that he's causing to the parents, now they're looking, it's 10 o'clock, it's 11 o'clock, our son hasn't come back home yet, but that psychological discomfort now is causing taklif already to the parents. So like that, we don't realize how often we can be causing harm to people just by not considering how they feel. So sometimes we should just ask ourselves, that have we got the real akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? His akhlaq was, he didn't cause anybody any type of discomfort. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.